Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. The Philadelphia City Commissioners have tossed out more than 3,000 mail-in ballots because of defects in the way they were filled out. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
More than 2,000 of the ballots had no signature. Nearly 500 had no ID verification, and about 1,000 were not inside the secrecy envelope as required by the state mail-in ballot law. The vote was unanimous not to count the unsigned ballots or those with no ID, but Commissioner Lisa Dealey argued the so-called naked ballots without the secrecy envelope should be counted.
The secrecy envelope does not determine the timeliness of when a ballot is received. The secrecy envelope does not determine if a voter is eligible to vote.
She lost that round, but she and the other Democrat on the commission, Chairman Omar Sabir, did vote to count several hundred ballots with missing or incorrect dates. The courts have gone back and forth on the question of whether misdated or undated ballots should count, so their decision could be challenged. Committee of 70 President Lauren Cristello called on the state legislature to make changes to the election code to prevent disenfranchising voters in future elections.
Having one ballot thrown out, let alone 3,000, is terrible for democracy.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's a Republican sweep. The White House, the Senate, and now the House. 218 victories make up the majority, and now Republicans believe they have a mandate to upend the federal government and put President-elect Trump's vision into place. The full makeup of the Senate is not yet set. There's an automatic recount in the race in Pennsylvania between Democratic incumbent Bob Casey and Republican Dave McCormick, who had a slim lead. The update from KYW's John McDevitt.
As required by state law, Secretary of the Commonwealth Al Schmidt ordered all 67 counties in Pennsylvania to conduct a recount in the Bob Casey-Dave McCormick race. It's a close one. As of Wednesday, McCormick led Casey by 28,000 votes inside that half-percent margin to trigger the recount. The Associated Press called the race last week in favor of Republican Dave McCormick, but with outstanding provisional and overseas votes left to be counted, his Democratic challenger, Senator Bob Casey, did not concede. Once all votes are counted by the counties, the recount has to begin no later than next Wednesday, November 20th, and must be completed by noon on the following Tuesday, November 27th. The Department of State estimates that the recount cost will exceed $1 million of taxpayer funds. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Lansdale woman gets jail time for lying to a grand jury and helping her boyfriend while he and another man were on the run after killing a 25-year-old on the Schuylkill River Trail. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
21-year-old Haley Covalin is sentenced to 9 to 23 months in Montgomery County Correctional Facility for lying to the grand jury investigating the murder of Daquan Tucker and for helping her boyfriend Cody Reed and his friend Marquise Johnson after they shot and killed Tucker on the Schuylkill River Trail in March 2023. Covalin's asked for house arrest or probation, saying she was working two jobs and trying to put her life back together, and if she went to jail, she would lose those jobs. But Prosecutor Kathleen McLaughlin pointed out Covalin had served jail time for lying to buy Reed a gun and had lied several times in her testimony to the grand jury, saying she didn't know where Johnson and Reed were for the month they were on the run.
We know that they had already killed one person, and they have since been convicted of that murder. But now, you know, so every single day that they were on the run, they presented a risk to the community.
Reed and Johnson are both serving life sentences for the murder. Johnson's girlfriend, Brianna Radley, pleaded to the same charges as Covalin's and got the same sentence last month. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The holiday season in Philly kicked off at City Hall with a little fanfare and the arrival of the 50-foot holiday tree. KYW's Shara Day Howard was there.
Consider this a formal invitation to you and your families and your friends.
Angela Val with Visit Philadelphia was on hand to welcome the 55-year-old 50-foot Abbey Con Color White Fir that arrived from New York and to announce the annual lighting ceremony on December 5th.
How about this tree, huh? Let's have another round of applause for this incredible tree.
Michael Delbane, CEO of Welcome America, announced upgrades to the tree, reflecting what he described as the wonderful diversity of Philadelphia.
The base, for the first time ever, will be covered in silver glitter. The base will feature the words love and joy in multiple different languages.
And the tree topper will be new, along with a new switch for the lighting ceremony. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's Y'all Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.